Now, on the line, I have Avril Keenan, CEO of the Medical Research Charities Group, and she's going to tell us all about the Aware for All seminar happening on the 5th of December in St. James's Hospital. Good morning, Avril. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Avril, the Aware for All seminar that's happening in St. James's Hospital on the 5th of December, can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting event where the public will get to attend for free and learn more about clinical research. So it's a topic that we haven't really brought to the attention of the public enough in Ireland over the years. And this is hopefully the start of a change of that. We're going to open it up to everybody to understand what it means to partake in clinical research, why clinical research is important, and basically put a face on it for people.
And can you tell us some of the topics or the clinical research you'll be talking about?
Yeah, so there's a few things happening on the night. It runs over 3 hours from 5 o'clock, so I guess hopefully it'll be handy for people getting to after work. So there's going to be some free health screenings, blood pressure, and also vouchers for flu vaccinations, and what they're calling an information alley, where you can learn more about the organisations working in health research in Ireland. And then we're going to get an overview from an expert in clinical research who's going to talk through what's happening in Ireland at the moment, of what it means to participate in clinical research in Ireland. And then there'll be a panel of both researchers who are actively working in the area and patients who are participating in research. And there's going to be a bit of celebration of those patients as well for the contributions that they make.
And there's going to be a free supper as well, I believe.
A free supper as well, and a raffle. Yeah, so there's lots of reasons to come along.
And I know that the clinical trials, the number of clinical trials has gone up over the last couple of years. I think in 2014 there was about 143, and that's gone up to 237 last year. Is that increasing again this year?
Yeah, I believe it is. So there's a lot of, so my organisation works with medical research charities, and they are all very focused on increasing the amount of clinical research in Ireland. So you know a lot of those names. It's organisations like Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, Deborah Ireland, Fighting Blindness, the National Children's Research Centre, the big cancer organisations like Irish Cancer Society and Breakthrough Cancer Research. They are all very focused on increasing the public and patient involvement in research and participation in research. And there's also national organisations like Clinical Research Coordination Ireland, who are supported by our Health Research Board. And they've been doing a lot of groundwork just to increase our ability to engage in clinical research at a national level and provide the supports that are required to do that. So through all those pushes, we have seen an increase in clinical research, which is fantastic because it's really needed. And I think our health service will be far better because of it, and our patient care will be far better because of it. So, yeah, it's very reassuring actually to see that the increase in the figures over time, and we are set to increase them again.
Now, as we all know, new breakthroughs don't happen just on their own. There has to be clinical research, and also new drugs coming online. You have to do research on them. You can't just bring them out and put them into the public domain.
Yes.
But maybe you could give us an understanding of the importance of this clinical research.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important, and probably far more important than we even think about. But when you go to your doctor, anything that your doctor prescribes you, or in many cases advises you, has come about through clinical research. So things like antibiotics, and whether, you know, which antibiotic you take, depending on whether you have a throat infection or a kidney infection, that's all come about through clinical research. And of course, maybe the one we're more familiar with is cancer treatment. And the various different types of chemotherapy that exist. And again, all because of clinical trials that have happened where patients have volunteered to be part of those clinical trials and to look and see what is safe to take and was effective to take. There was a really exciting example actually just last week, and some of your listeners might have heard about it, and it's one that's very important to me personally. I have four close family members with very severe allergies, incredibly severe allergies. And this was a clinical trial, it was an international clinical trial on peanut allergy. And there was an Irish wing to that. There was the researchers in Cork who took part in that. And what they were looking at was whether you can desensitize people over time by taking tiny amounts of the so-called allergen, in this case peanut. They were using very, very controlled amounts of peanut powder and increasing that over time in patients to see that they become less sensitive to it. And two-thirds of the patients that were on that trial, including Irish patients, did become less sensitive to it, which is very, very reassuring for families with kids who are sending them out to school and worried that they're going to inadvertently eat some peanuts. So that, I thought, was an excellent example of the importance.
And, of course, these things don't happen overnight, because I remember hearing about that trial, that they were about to start it, maybe two and a half years ago.
Yeah, it is slow, exactly. Yeah, and usually there's been a lot of work done in the lab.
And of course, when we're talking about the peanut allergy, that was so severe that, you know, it could only be a kind of a microscopic amount could actually get a reaction in some people.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why it's one of those things you can't do at home. It has to be done in a very, very controlled way. And research is done in that way. And, you know, there are very safeguards and careful processes in place to protect patients and clinical research. And, yeah, that's the perfect example.
And I know, as you might say, getting close to home, a good friend of our families needed to get... I'm forgetting the word for it. She needed an antibiotic. Just a terrible. Yeah. It's terrible getting old. You know, you forget things. but an antibiotic. She needed an antibiotic, but because she was on other medicines, she couldn't take just your standard antibiotic because it could have a very severe reaction. And it took actually quite a while for them to research and find out what she could take. But that was only, they were going back over trials they had done previously to see what was safe to take with other drugs. And I'm sure that must be part of it as well.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And, you know, involving people like your friend then in bigger studies, because she's probably not the only one. There's probably others out there that have experienced the same thing. In fact, my own mother, I talked about the allergies in my family, she has also got very severe allergies to antibiotics, which is a big concern for us. So there are probably plenty of people out there who have these concerns. And if there are researchers out there who are interested enough and they can bring the patients together to participate in clinical research, it can bring the whole field forward and make a great contribution to healthcare overall internationally.
And tell me this, how safe is it to take part in one of these clinical trials?
Yeah, like, you know, over the years, we have heard terms like lab rats or guinea pigs thrown around. And it's an unfortunate concept that probably comes from a time where clinical trials were less regulated. And there were some things that went wrong in the past. And these days, they are very, very highly regulated. Now, that's not to say that there's no risk. There are some trials that do have risks and some less so. But the key thing here, I suppose, is that patients are informed, very, very carefully informed as to what those risks might be. And then they make their decision whether they want to go ahead or not. And they must weigh up the benefits with the risks. And the benefits, in many cases, for many people, the benefits outweigh the risks. So the benefits include things like the possibility to access a new medicine that may not be available more widely for years, if at all. Or it can also just mean that by taking part in a clinical trial, your level of care is going to be excellent. Your care is going to be to best international standards because when you're undertaking a clinical trial, that is an essential part of it, so that you can compare the current approach to treatment with this new approach to treatment. So you get very careful attention and close monitoring when you're part of a clinical trial. So it's not that there are not risks, but you will be very carefully informed about those risks before you make your decision.
And of course, taking any medicine, whether it's in a clinical trial or just because you need to take it, there's always risk with anything, and there'll always be side effects on things as well.
Very true.
But what I was going to ask you, there are different types of clinical trial. There would be clinical trials that they're looking for people who have a certain ailment to try drugs on, but then there'd be other trials where they're just looking for people from the general public just to see, are there any side effects? Would that be right?
Yeah, that's right. You tend to hear about that latter type less in Ireland, but it does happen as well. Sometimes they need so-called normal healthy subjects just to participate and check for side effects. Again, very, very closely monitored. In my area with medical research charities, we tend to focus more on where somebody has an illness, they have a health condition, and we're looking to it as part of their treatment in many cases, or to improve the treatment for future patients.
And if somebody wants to go along on Wednesday the 5th of December, how do they do that? Do they have to register?
They do have to register. The way to do that is to go onto a website, awareforall.org, so awareforall, all one word, .org, and you can register for an event there, and you'll see the Dublin event is up top, and it takes you through a couple of steps to do that. So you do need to register, but it's quite straightforward. And then, I think as we mentioned, it's free events, so then it's just a matter of getting yourself there on the night, and I think it's going to be incredibly worthwhile.
And that's on in St James's Hospital, but all that detail will be on the website.
It will, yeah, the Trinity Translational Medicine Institute, but as you say, it's all going to be there when you register in St James's Hospital.
And not to forget, you get a free supper as well.
A free supper always helps.
Avril, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Hopefully I'll be able to get along and see you on the night, and maybe we will have another interview then.
Excellent. I look forward to that.
All the best.
Thank you very much. Bye now.